ABC analysis by revenue or other factors. Exhibit 5-25 is an example of ABC inventory classification based on revenue produced with an additional classification that some logistics experts have added to the ABC system, D for dead stock. This simplified example assumes that the 11 types of items listed are the only item types held in inventory. Note how items make up 80% of the cumulative revenue, V items make up a further 15% to reach 95%, and C and D items make up the remaining 5%. Note also that in addition to some ABC analyses becoming an ABCD analysis, other methods also add a category E for excess or obsolete inventory and call this an ABCD strategy. Another variant is ABC1, C2, ESX, where C1 is slow moving, C2 is very slow moving but necessary to keep, S is special or one-off, and X is non-stock or non-standard. In contemporary logistics, Murphy and Nehmeyer define dead stock as stock that has had no sales during a 12-month period. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary term for dead stock is inactive inventory. 1. Stock designated as an excess of consumption within a defined period. 2. Stocks of items that have not been used for a defined period. Inactive inventory is a drag on a business's financial performance. Inactive inventory increases assets but does not contribute to increased income. It also decreases net income through increased carrying costs, which can include the capital cost of financing for this inventory, warehousing costs, and disposal costs. ABC classification and management of inactive inventory are major tools in reducing average inventory. To control inactive inventory, businesses implement preventive practices that discourage excess inventory and use periodic inventory counting to identify dead stock issues, correct the issues, and remove the stock from inventory, optimally through reselling, which at least captures some value. Sometimes businesses need to retain some dead or slow-moving D stock as a competitive factor, to continue to provide service to customers who need replacement parts, and to sustain an image of customer service and reliability. Also, some inventory will be new items with no sales history. It would be a mistake to make this a dead item simply because it has no revenue associated with it yet. The most common factor used in determining the ranking in ABC analysis is revenue, as in Exhibit 5-25, but other factors may be used as well, depending on the characteristics and priorities of the organization performing the ranking. These may include but are not limited to the following. Profit margin. The return on items with a higher profit margin may justify higher inventory levels. Customer importance. Some items might be ranked in a higher ABC category of product, even though they would go in a lower category based on their revenue alone. This may be because inventory managers are aware of the item's critical value to key customers. Relationships to other items. An item may be ranked lower than A but be integral to the sale of an item, or it may be a new item with sales that are gradually building. Velocity or turns. Fast-moving items may be maintained at higher inventory levels. Conversely, items with very low turns may have little or no safety stock. Inventory picking frequency. Some high-selling items are usually ordered in lot-size increments and so are not picked in the warehouse as many times per day as other items usually ordered in smaller quantities. Analysis of number of orders per day can ensure items picked most frequently have the shortest warehouse travel times. In fact, the ABC analysis may be by multiple variables or multiple factors with different weights. This allows for qualitative as well as quantitative analysis. A qualitative analysis can add intangible or hard-to-quantify factors to the purely quantitative analysis of values and may result in some items with smaller values being ranked more highly than items with larger values. Different functional areas should customize an ABC analysis to suit their distinct needs. For example, while sales often identifies fast movers as those items that produce the most revenue per time period, the warehouse or distribution/fulfillment center could be inefficient if using these categories to determine where to store each item. For example, at one organization, replacement toothbrush heads and shaver heads were classified as items based on their being fast movers with high revenue value. The pallets were therefore stored in the most convenient area of the warehouse. However, since one pallet of these items consisted of 10,000 each, there were few pallet movements needed. In contrast, the same organization had coffee makers that were considered C items by the same analysis, but the warehouse was making far more pallet-sized moves of these items, which were stored in the highest and farthest away racks. These items had their warehouse classifications changed to reflect actual pallet-picking frequency. Other inventory classification methods. Note that other types of inventory value classification methods exist, such as to assess various forms of fast versus slow-moving inventory, high-to-low unit prices, or criticality to operations. In the XYZ analysis, X items are frequently ordered and should be replenished frequently, for example, daily. I items are medium in order frequency and have more demand variation, and Z items are ordered infrequently and with lumpy demand and so have the most demand variation and forecast error. XYZ can be combined with ABC analysis, forming a 9-box grid of AX, BX, CX, AY, BY, CY, AZ, BZ, and CZ. In an ABC cross-analysis, ABC analysis is combined with other relevant data such as on stock levels or the cost of goods sold, for example, using a pivot chart in a worksheet application to identify clusters of items that need better management, for example, excess inventory or inventory at risk of shortages.